Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
This is critical. You might recall, just a few months and years ago, there was a shortage of orange juice in the globe, and it was largely impacting a market like the U.S. The state of California has a lot of citrus. They even have their own place called Napa, much like Stellenbosch, where they produce a lot of wine. But at some point, there was a shortage in some of these grapes, fruits, and citrus fruits. The U.S. remains a critical place that we have been able to export our goods to in that particular market. So we're going to take a look at the prospects of the impact of the tariffs that could be imposed or have largely been said to be imposed on the agricultural space. For that, we're joined by Johan Kotze, the CEO of AgriSA. Meneer Kotze, you've had a very busy day with your colleagues, I can imagine, today.
Yeah, we had a busy day, and I think as much as us, there's a disruption in many, many minds today. One thing I do can say to you, although there's a lot of panic, we're not panicked. Because the moment you panic, you can't be wise, you can't sit down with a sound mind. So we need to keep our heads together here and understand the new norm, to a certain extent, what's said in global trade.
Yeah, and it really is becoming a new norm, and that does speak to aspects that we need to consider. But maybe just for context, help us understand how much of our agricultural products we do export to a market like the U.S. and how these tariffs could largely impact that trade relationship.
Yeah, so if I have a look at the commodities itself, citrus would be the largest on revenue. Then you would have macadamias and table grapes and root vegetables. The total exports for us is between, it depends on which year, but say between 6 and 10% of the total exports from South Africa goes to America. America is a major trade player for us. So I need to say that although 6% might seem small, but I think for us, we went deeper into it to say, but there's something more. Firstly, if you have a look at the commodities itself, macadamias exports 22%, more or less, of their total produce to America. So a big impact on the macadamia industry. The second one would be grapes, 8.5%, say, in total, of the exports go to America. So again, a big impact. I think what we also had a look at where would the impact be the greatest in South Africa. And normally it's in the rural areas because of the way that we structured as agriculture. I think the Western Cape has a big impact in Limpopo. So, yeah, we have a big impact if we settle for the 30% tariff, which I don't think that's where we need to be and where we should settle. Mm. We should do something different.
I'm so glad that you gave us some...
I think
I just want to jump in there, Mr. Kotze. I'm glad that you gave us some detail on the kind of crops that are impacted, but also the province. And maybe, as you say, we don't need to settle on the 30%. But if we do, what's the worst case scenario if we have little room to negotiate? Who would bear the brunt of these costs?
Yeah, so let me go to a reset. I think what America is saying is, and it's not just us. So I've been on a mission a week ago, and for a week in America, and we went through all of the stakeholders. So the first thing is, I never found them negative in not trading with South Africa. They have a lot of issues with the geopolitical stance of South Africa. And I think we've said to many of them, it is what it is. What about trade? And there is a willingness to trade with South Africa. So I think that's the positive for me as a farmer. I think the second thing is, we might seem minute, but strategically, we're well positioned. Mm-hmm. So food security in Africa and South Africa plays a major role to the social economic stability of the region, and specifically Africa. So there's much more than just the trade. And I think we need to be clever, not to be arrogant and go back with a different stance, but clever in negotiating a deal. Mm-hmm. I think you've seen that there's exemptions on specifically scarce minerals.
Yes.
South Africa again plays a major role. And what we need to do is, and I think our Minister of Trade would do that, and I think there's a willingness from our state president to go back and renegotiate and rekindle the relationship we have with America to kind of reset the deal with America. And I think we have an option to do it. And I think although we're small, we're strategically well positioned to be in a position to renegotiate deals.
Got you. And as you say, we need smart people to really get around the table and negotiate the outcomes of some of these deals. I'm keen to understand in the interim, does this play any influence in our trade relationship with the rest of the world, especially if you look at Europe, which is a key market for our agricultural resources, and even China?
It's a positive. Remember, trade, global trade is reset by what America did now. Yeah. And it's not just us. When we were there, they said, don't think you guys are special. It's not just you. The whole world is affected by this. So I think the second thing is, if you go back and renegotiate the relationship with America. But the second thing is, you look at new markets. You look at existing markets. So market diversification is one of the top things we're busy with dealing with and what we should focus on. So if you take 10%, and you start pushing 1% more to China or 2% more into Europe, all of a sudden your basket looks differently.
Yes.
But there's an option. I think what we need to understand is this reshuffling of trade is going to create new opportunities. Yeah. So we can look at the cards in our hands, which is 30%, and it's detrimental to us. Don't get me wrong. Remember, agriculture is a fresh produce market. Mm-hmm. So we can't hold back. So it's tough for us. But if I have a look at the cards in my hand, now we need to say, how do we deal with the cards? Mm. The first thing is, you don't panic. You go back and renegotiate. And if there was something wrong that we did wrong, or we could do it better and say, listen, I'm sorry. Or, listen, can we do it better? I don't like what you do. And see if you can suck a new deal. But then you need to go back with an open mind to say, but what about the new markets, new businesses, new deals? I think what we need to understand is the world is growing, and the appetite for agriculture is growing bigger and bigger and bigger because we all need to.
Yeah.
If you reshuffle the market, find yourself in this new market. It's tough, but we don't have an option. We have the cost of hands of 30% against us. But we're not gonna lose this. We're not gonna let go of this, and we need to be clever in the way that we restructure ourselves. I think it's to a certain extent a wake up call for us in South Africa specifically to understand the world of trade we're in. It's deglobalizing the world, it's not globalizing. And we're not going to be, nobody's going to feel sorry for us.
Mm.
But we have something that's special. We are strategically well positioned. We have fantastic produce to export. I think one thing we don't talk about is the 600 plus American companies who are in South Africa.
Yes.
Do you know that's strategic?
Yes.
So it's maybe not a product that I can export, but why are they there? Yeah, because South Africa is valuable. South Africa is strategically well positioned. So do you see the optimism, and do you hear the optimism in my heart after being in America?
Mm.
That's tough. I felt like a little flea on a dog's back when
really?
I walked into America. But when I came back, I knew I might be small. Yes, but I'm an important flea.
Mm.
How can we reset this concept? And I don't think it needs to be with arrogance, but I think it needs to be with a lot of pride, a lot of confidence, a lot of courageous ways of thinking this new way of trade. And I think we can. I think there is, South Africa always have an answer to a very difficult situation. And I think view into how we could fix this. We can. I am a firm believer, and as agriculturist and being in agriculture, I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
we will play a big role in our region, and we will do it with dignity and a lot of meaning and a lot of hope. And I think this one, we can also pull through.
100%. Meneer Kotze, I really appreciate the fact that you've given us a positive outcome to this, that we can renegotiate. We might be a small contributor, but 6% of our exports going to the US is still very significant, and we play a very critical role here. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Johan Kotze, who is the CEO of AgriSA, giving us a very clear perspective that all is not lost. If anything, it really does give us an opportunity just to re-strategize and re-evaluate. Okay, how then do we look at new markets, better markets, sustainable markets, and make sure that this does remain competitive for South Africa? All is not lost.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.